going live to New South Wales now. Gloria Larman is the chief executive of Shine for Kids, which is a charity which supports children whose parents are in prison. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Andrew.
Can you estimate how many children in Australia we're talking about?
Well, I guess the numbers are a lot smaller because our population's a lot smaller. But it's also a guesstimate out here as well, and it's roughly about 40,000 or 145,000 if you look at within their lifetime.
A lot of things come out of Zoe's report. I mean, for a start, these are children who have to grow up very young.
They do. They do. They start taking on the parenting role, especially if they've got younger siblings as well.
And they're exposed to hearing details about the world and details about their, you know, the frailties of their parents, to put it in a nice way that, you know, perhaps you wouldn't want a young child to have to think about.
That's right. And I guess that's part of the whole isolation that keeps it a secret, is that parents find it really difficult to tell children that they've strayed, they've made a mistake.
The real heartbreaking fact is that the children of prisoners are so much more likely to end up in prison themselves.
That's right. But on the flip side of that, it can be turned around with support. So if children are given an opportunity to have some support and somebody to help them through it, they're less likely to go to prison.
Tell me about the kind of support they need, because part of the point of the story that we're bringing you today is that no one really knows who these children are or where they are in order to target any support at them.
That's right. They need targeted support, people that understand what they're going through, that are not going to judge them. They also need school teachers to not judge them, so that if they happen, you know, if they disclose that, you know, this happened or it's been on the news and they've gone to school that day and people start picking on them because of what their parents done, school teachers need to be equipped in how to appropriately support those children rather than be shocked and amazed, and which pushes children away.
Do you get the sense they blame themselves for the situation they find themselves in?
A lot of children do, and it also depends on, you know, they may have had an argument that morning with their mum or dad, you know, before they went off to school, and they've come home from school and the parent's not there. There's a lot of blaming that children do.
Sorry, it's Robin here. If I could just come in quickly. How much of this is, Robin here, how much of this is to do with privacy as well? I mean, we're in a society today where, oh gosh, no, we can't share this information because somehow that is going to then be a stigma on these kids in any case. So the ability to provide the support that you said is so important ends up getting blocked by a different type of desire to keep families private about these kinds of activity, you know, this situation they find themselves in.
Absolutely. Privacy has a lot to do with it. But I think there's some structural ways that governments can actually help to deconstruct some of that privacy. So it is about, it should always be about what's in the child's best interest. What does the child need when they're faced with a parent going to prison? What's going to help them not go down the same path and to feel better about themselves?
It's Nina here as well from CNN. Just a quick question, just following on from what Robin was saying about privacy. How do you navigate the issue of privacy with trying to make sure that, you know, they have the opportunity to have good role models as well? Because obviously if at home there is an issue with them following parents into criminality, largely because of the role model issue, does one protect a child from the legacy of crime in the family by not telling teachers or by telling teachers? Which one is the right path?
Well, I think if we educate teachers and schools that they actually have to take into account the issue, then children and families will be more engaged with the schools to actually disclose that information. So if you've got a supportive school network, it's a great place to support the children.
Gloria, I'm going to leave you there. I know you just pulled over to the roadside for us in New South Wales. So I'll let you continue with your journey. But thanks ever so much for being with us. That's much appreciated. That's